Page 249, one of the strangest findings in the quest to understand Parkinson's disease is the fact that drinking caffeinated coffee reduces the odds of developing the disease. Cheed, Kasten, and Tanner, 2006, G. Webster-Ross and his colleagues, 2000, reported that men who didn't drink any coffee at all were 4 to 5 times more likely to develop Parkinson's disease than were the heaviest coffee drinkers, who drank about 5 cups of coffee per day. Researchers are unsure whether caffeine imparts some protective factor or if people with a sensation-seeking personality, prone to heavy coffee use, are simply less likely to develop the disease. Evans et al., 2006, the traditional treatment for Parkinson's disease is the medication levodopa, or L-DOPA. L-DOPA is a precursor in the synthesis of dopamine, so additional L-DOPA should help the neurons in the substantia nigra manufacture more of the neurotransmitter. However, L-DOPA loses its effectiveness as the numbers of substantia nigra neurons decrease and feedback loops inhibit the further production of dopamine, because 1-DOPA affects all dopaminergic systems, not just those originating in the substantia nigra. It also has a variety